And we're back.
That was an interview that you heard with Tayayage Alfred. He is a Gunyungahage from Ganawage, and he is the Indigenous Peoples Research Chair at the University of Victoria in British Columbia. If you want to hear, or if you want to get more information from him, he has two books. One is called Peace, Power, Righteousness, an Indigenous Manifesto. The other is Heeding the Voices of Our Ancestors, Ganawage, Mohawk Politics, and the Rise of Native Nationalism. Both are Oxford University Press, published in 1999. He also has a website, www.wasase.org. That's www.wasase.org. And there's a lot of interesting stuff on there. He also has a whole bunch of speaking dates. For those of you in the Montreal area, October 22nd, he will be coming to Ganawage, the cultural center there. And he's also going to be in Manitoba, Ontario, and New York in October. And that audio is, we have to give plenty thanks to Laith and Gretchen, who conducted that interview for their ongoing work, which is focusing on natives in Canada and Palestine. So for more information on how to support that educational documentary, you can call 514-398-6788. That's 514-398-6788. So a big thank you to Laith and Gretchen for putting in that time, and also to Tayayage Alfred for his work and his time, too. And I think coming up next, we have some news stories from Dan.
That's right, JJ. We just have a couple more short pieces to round out the hour. This first one comes from the National Indigenous Times from Occupied Australia. Figures from the New South Wales Bureau of Crime Statistics and Research show that Aboriginal women are four times more likely than other women in New South Wales to be a victim of assault, murder, and domestic violence. The statistics prompted Ms. Pam Greer, advocate on the topic of violence in Aboriginal communities, to address the issue at a major conference on violence against women last month. "The issue of violence and Aboriginal women must be included in every conversation at every level," says Ms. Greer. "Aboriginal women continue to be vulnerable in their communities, in their homes, and within the systems which should be protecting them." Ms. Greer also said that there are many myths and conceptions associated with this issue, and that if judges and police and society continue to believe these myths, then we'll be waiting a very long time to see change. This issue, along with many others concerning violence against women, were addressed at the three-day conference, refocusing women's experiences of violence. Conference organizer Betty Green said, "Violence against women is a serious social issue, and we as a community need to talk about it and look at ways to work towards changing the attitudes and beliefs that support violence against women." The final piece for today comes from ALC. An armed group of more than 150 people stormed into the indigenous area of Raposa Serra do Sol on September 17th, setting ablaze the Surumu Mission Culture and Training Center, located roughly 230 kilometers from Boa Vista, the Roraima state capital in northern Brazil. The fire destroyed the church, hospital, bedrooms, bathrooms, library, hall, and faculty housing there. According to the Indigenous Mission Council, the CIMI, an agency of the Catholic Church, the attack was clearly intended to intimidate the indigenous Makuksi, Injaroko, Oropang, Wapishna, and Pantamama communities, which were preparing to celebrate the Indigenous Land Demarcation Agreement signed last April by President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva. The CIMI held responsible municipal employees connected with the mayor of Paracaramia, the region's principal rice producer. In January 2004, the Surumu Mission was attacked by the same group, and three priests were kidnapped and held hostage for 3 days. Unfortunately, reported CIMI, the delay of justice to punish those responsible encourages the continuance of these acts of violence and vandalism. For more information about the CIMI, an organization that supports the struggle of indigenous peoples in Brazil, a struggle mainly concentrated on land issues because land is central for the well-being and survival of Brazil's indigenous population, you can visit their website at www.cimi.org.br or for a more Indigenous, less Catholic perspective, you can visit the website of the Indigenous Council of Roraima, the CIR, at www.cir.org.br.
To yourself.